What's this? Another human? Another one to come take my head? And a man at that? I like men. Maybe I like you well enough. I will add you to my collection. Or, you know, I can always just eat you for my dinner. You certainly look strong, but I guarantee that you've never met a creature like me. What did they tell you about me? That I am only a hideous monster that can turn any creature to stone with just a glance? Well, I do have the power to turn any man, or even a god, rock hard. I was beautiful once, a priestess of the goddess Athena, sworn to a life of celibacy. Anywhere I would walk, men would fall at my feet, but none could have me because it was promised to the goddess. While no man could have me, that would not stop a god. One night, when I was walking along the ocean shore, Poseidon saw me and decided to claim me for his own. I ran to the temple of my goddess seeking refuge, but I would not find it. I learned that night both of the carnal appetite and the cruelty of the gods. When Athena finally arrived, far too late, for Poseidon had already satisfied himself with me. She could not punish a fellow god. Instead, she would punish me. I was cursed to having my beautiful, soft skin turn green and scaly, my flowing golden locks twisted and braided into long tendrils that grew fangs, eyes, and also became green and scaly themselves. My long, graceful legs were replaced by an even longer, stronger tail. My eyes glowed white hot like the sun. I felt as though I would melt anything I looked upon. With time, though, I would learn that these eyes would freeze instead. But the rest of me remained all woman. From my breasts, still full, my nipples just as sensitive as they ever were. My no longer virgin folds still were aching with the conquest of Poseidon. It was Athena's last punishment. To leave my sex intact, but to never know the pleasure of a man. Because what man would be interested in the thing that I had become? Losing my looks, though, I learned new skills for seduction, to lure men into my clutches, for food, or for fun. My voice still rivals that of the sirens, tempting men to their doom. I found that I could change my throat, like a snake, to be as tight or loose as I wanted. I can fit my entire arm down my throat without gagging. I even found ways of taking pleasure from my victims when they were powerless to help me, just as was done to me. I have gathered quite the collection of cocks of all shapes and sizes, and they remain just as hard as the day I turned them to stone. And here we are. So, human, what shall I do with you? Your death is all but assured. Why not have some fun before you die? I can hear your heartbeat quickening already. That blood flow is just rushing through your veins. Why don't you give in and let it engorge you so that you can be a good toy for me? Yes? Won't it be fun to be my personal plaything? But first, why don't we take care of those trinkets of yours? Cast aside your sword and shield. Remove your armor. You won't be needing it for what I have planned. If you don't, then I'll have to be forced to take it from you, and I hate to break my toys before I'm finished playing. That's it. Good. Oh, you are a fine warrior indeed. Such a toned physique, worthy of the Spartans. Perhaps there's even a little god in you after all. There certainly is no doubt of your manhood, but I have done nothing yet to elicit such a response. Does my voice excite you that much? Well, here as you are, you would make a fine statue for the ages. Perhaps I will have my fun with you once I've frozen you solid. What? Spare you? What could you possibly have to offer me in exchange for robbing me of my fun and a new toy in my collection? Intriguing. But what would I need of a living toy when stone has satisfied me all this time? Do you take me for a fool? Nectar of the gods? It's not that, but I have not experienced it. Even Poseidon would not give me his seed. He'd rather cast it aside into the ocean to create new life. The offer is tempting, but there is no one alive that could get to that point. Even one look upon me, no matter how aroused he is, would instantly turn him to stone, robbing me of his warm gift. For you to be able to give it to me, you must keep your eyes closed at all times. Your life and your seed depend on it. Do you agree? Then let me move closer and see what a living toy can do. Do you feel my hands running along your chest and your shoulders as I press myself up against you? My body may be scaled, but it is soft like exotic silks of the East. My sensitive nipples, pressed against your warm, sweaty back, feel so good. As my hands roam your body, from the top down, feel my tail as it wraps around and twists up your legs. I can feel the strength in your calves, your thighs, even your ass. No matter how strong you are, you can't escape me. I can have one hand wrap around this hard cock while the other one explores your twin chalices full of that nectar. They feel so full. It's an exquisite sight. If only you could see it for yourself. Already I begin to feel something wet at the tip of your cock. If I am to have your seed, I wish to taste it. Let me twist around you. Don't worry. You don't have to move. You can't move anyway. Not with my tail gripping you so tightly. Oh, I can see it pulsating. So much life. It could very well be like the snakes on my head. Shall I give it a little kiss? Or just devour it? Maybe just a lick. Oh, the taste and the feel of a man's skin against my tongue is making my mouth water. Do you want to feel how wet I am? But first, let me dip my forked tongue in and around your tip to see how the first drops of your nectar taste. Both salty and sweet. And this texture, I've never had anything like it. I want more, and I'm going to take it from you. Remember, if you open your eyes, you will be nothing but a statue, one that I will enjoy for many years to come, if I cannot take your cum. Now, I will show you the real reason why so many want my head. How does it feel to be deeper than any man has been before? Can you feel how my throat constricts around your throbbing cock? If only you could see how you are buried in my mouth. Each thrust, just how deep you go. It must look so arousing. You would come in seconds. Won't you open your eyes? Don't hold back. Surrender. Surrender to me. Give me what the gods judged I should never... never have. Empty yourself into me. Let me taste the nectar of the gods. Very good. Oh, how did it feel to finally obtain Medusa's head? You have kept your word. I shall keep mine. But I'm not done with you yet. I have tasted your seed, but now I will feel it planted within me as Poseidon never did. Don't worry about your stamina. I have my ways.